around saying, why aren't things working out better? Or why am I not in absolute communion with God? Or why is the truth not evident to me? Or why am I not self-realized? Or whatever it is. Or why am I not a millionaire? Whatever it is.
If experience hinders us, why were our bodies put on earth, which are essentially experiencing mechanisms?
Perfect question. See, that helps me clarify more. I'm not saying that experience hinders us. I'm saying the way we look at what we call experience, the way we define it and live it, is what limits us. Needlessly, is what is detrimental to most of what we want. And most people basically want peace or truth or understanding or happiness. So what I'm saying is experiences can't give you those things. The tagline of the Bodhi Center is beyond self, but it could just as well be beyond experience. Experience, as we tend to live it, is kind of like looking at one little piece of the pie and saying, why isn't the pie bigger, or why isn't the pie more delicious, or why isn't the pie sweeter? Well, if you look at one little tiny sliver, it's not going to taste like much. So, a bigger slice can be had by loosening the definition, by loosening the experience of experiencing. This is why most formal meditations are about closing the doors of the senses, limiting the perception. That's a movement toward limiting what we call experience or experiences, so that we come closer to the core that isn't about an experience.
Do you mean dropping the meaning we put on our experiences?
That's one aspect. What I'm saying is very, very wild, I think. I'm saying that your experience is not synonymous with life. But most of us would not say that. Most of us would say life and experience is the same thing. They're synonymous. What I'm saying is the limitations on life is our experience.
Seems to me it makes perfect sense, because our experience is only our experience, and there are billions of people and creatures and animals and plants and stars and air, and everything's could be said to be experiencing, and surely what actually is not just one little tiny viewpoint of one place in all that. And experience changes all the time.
And you change all the time.
Of anything.
Not only the experiences change, the experiencer changes.